What's up, Wind Surge fans, and welcome to another episode of the Surgecast. I am your host, Scotty Gurman. Alongside me, as usual, I have none other than the voice of the Wichita Wind Surge, Mr. Tim Grubbs.
Well, great to be here.
Yeah, dude.
A rare off-season one. I know we try to do this, so happy holidays to everybody.
Absolutely. Turkey was good. Turkey was great. It's been a while. It's been a couple months since our last podcast we did.
We did one right after the season.
Right.
And the playoffs were just starting.
That's right.
We promised one after the World Series.
Which we're giving it to you now.
A little late.
it's a little late.
we talked about it after the World Series and said, you know what? Let's just do it around the winter meetings.
There we go.
Do everything.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't even know what winter meetings are, so we'll be able to touch on that. But reviewing the World Series... the team I didn't want to win one.
Right. I think we all are in that way.
Everybody that's not in Houston right now.
Right.
I was actually in Houston for that.
Oh, you were?
No, I'm sorry, not Houston. I was in Austin. But there's a lot of Houston fans right in that area. We were at a wedding, and it was kind of funny because the groom is a diehard Houston Astros fan.
Okay, yeah.
And so he was getting married, and during the reception, we were watching the game that they ended up winning the World Series, and so he wasn't a very good groom. There you go.
Yeah. Well, his fault for planning it on that day.
That's right. Yeah. but wrap up to a great season. But that just means it's the start of a new one. So let's start off with winter meetings. You know, that's something that we don't really get – a lot of information about, especially in minor leagues and just Major League Baseball altogether. So basically, what are winter meetings? Because you just got back.
We just got back.
Yeah.
Baseball winter meetings. This year, we're in San Diego, California.
Nice and sunny.
There is, it actually really wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
It stinks.
It was nicer than here.
Oh, yeah.
But you had to wear like a fleece. It was not, you know.
Wow.
It was not great. December in San Diego. But there's two aspects of winter meetings. There's the minor league part, and there's kind of three. There's a business aspect of the winter meetings, and then of course there's the player stuff of it too. So the one really cool about the winter meetings is you walk through the hotel. You have to keep your head on a swivel because you never know who you're walking.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that.
You know, Aaron Judge was there.
Ooh, there you go.
I rode an elevator with Aaron Judge's agent.
Okay,
and had a conversation with him 2 days before he signed.
It's your fault, is basically what you're saying.
And I'd actually knew him from before, so you know, what I mean, it's not like we were just meeting each other or anything like that. Rode an elevator with Nelson Cruz.
Nice.
You know, and just you know, you've seen a lot of people. In fact, there's probably a million other names I could drop.
Sure.
But I didn't know who they were.
Oh, really?
You know, you're standing in the hotel lobby having a beer or whatever, and you look over there and you're like, you know, that's somebody.
Yeah.
And you just can't figure the name out. I mean, you see the guy dressed up and they're in suits or, you know, suit pants and a button down or whatever, and you can tell. And you're like, I know who that is, but you can't figure it out.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time. But it's people that I have met and know. But you know, not celebrities or famous baseball players. It's regular people.
Regular people with the grocery
store. Exactly. but so basically, how did it go? So what I mean, like, what exactly happens at winter meetings? Because we, as a casual fan, you have really no idea.
There's a lot of awards that are issued out to all the minor league teams. We got nominated for the theme night collection.
Okay.
Which is, so if you want to know what that entails, that's Turbo Tubbs.
There you go, baby.
So the Turbo Tubbs was nominated, was a finalist. We did not win. We lost out to the Tacoma Rainiers for their throwback weekend where they brought back some old players, had old uniforms. I felt like, I don't know the whole package, but I felt like when we were at the awards ceremony and they put our name up there as a final five, and you're like, we're going to win this. And then it wasn't us. And then I saw their uniform, and I was like, there must have been more that I'm missing.
Yeah.
It's not just the design of the uniform. It's the whole presentation.
Okay.
What all you do and all that stuff. But we definitely finished in the top five. And we were up for some other things, like community relations. And
cool.
But that was the one that we became a finalist. So, and
that's
we were
awesome.
Also up for the Copa Award, and we did not make it as a finalist there. But, no, it's always great. And then there's some, you know, it's always great to be around the other teams from the other 120 minor league teams.
Yeah.
And we have some sharing experiences where you know, they tell us what they do.
Sure.
And, you know, kind of learn from it and different things. And then there's, you know, some of the stuff that we do as well, we present as well. And
yeah.
just talking about what we do here in Wichita, and et cetera.
Yeah.
But it's really just a bunch of people that all work in baseball that all get together for 2 days, 2.5 days. And it's just great to get everybody out, get yeah. everybody together.
And it's really cool because, I mean, like being friend, I talked to Bob Millett a lot, and he was telling me, like, even like the first year that we actually had a season, and then last year, winter meetings, you're exchanging ideas for yeah. promotions and things like that, which is great for marketing and things that work and things that don't work, which yeah, is awesome.
You're talking about these theme night collection.
Oh,
things.
Yeah.
There's a meeting about the Marvel nights and
yeah.
Star Wars nights and the promotional nights. And it's a lot of sharing. And
sure.
it's and everybody tries to steal from each other and
yeah.
then just, you know, recapitalize it.
Yeah,
you
roll
know
it in mean? Their own way.
Roll it in their own way.
Yeah.
yeah. What they do successfully in Des Moines might not be
sure.
as successful in Wichita, or especially when you deal with teams that are on the West Coast or the East Coast.
Sure.
You know, it's a little bit different demographics and a little different markets, but you learn a lot, you know, mm-hmm. with these types of things, and it's a lot of fun.
I'm sure it is, especially when you get to hang around people that just know baseball. That's got to be a good time.
And there's more to it than the way I'm just sending it up. I just know it's just a lot of business convention
sure.
and stuff. It used to be even bigger because there was a job fair.
Oh.
And there was a huge trade show that was involved. They've kind of, you know, the year that they didn't do it because of COVID and the pandemic and everything, it has been brought back. Last year was a little smaller, and then this year was a little bigger than last year. So we'll see where it goes.
Nice.
They've, you know, they're repackaging it, I guess you could
sure.
say, repurposing it and all that sort of stuff. But it's still a good time.
Yeah. Well, so we got winter meetings done, but we also apparently had some players that got some awards too, or got nominated, right?
We got some players who got some awards. The Minnesota
nice.
Twins named their minor league player and pitcher of the year,
okay.
which is the entire organization,
okay,
from top to bottom, not the major, all minor league teams. So AAA St. Paul, Double A Wichita, Single A Cedar Rapids, Single A Fort Myers, and then the teams that they have down there in the Dominican Summer League. And we had both.
Yeah.
Now, both of them spent time with us. They weren't here the whole year.
Sure.
So, but both Minnesota natives, Louis Varland and Matt Wallner.
Okay.
Both were named Players of the Year in the Twins organization. The Texas League named their All-Stars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we tied with Amarillo for the most on the club. We had four guys, Eddie Julian, Matt Wallner, Cody Funderburk, and Cody Lawyerson, all Texas League All-Stars named by Minor League Baseball. And that was something that gets nominated, and then the managers of the 10
okay.
teams all vote. And we probably could have maybe had one or two more,
sure.
but there are some qualifications in there of you have to pitch or appear in so many games, etc. So there are some things maybe we missed out on because
sure.
of that.
But that makes perfect sense. I mean, the cool thing that this just reminds me that we're in a great organization to where we're going to be seeing a lot of players that have a lot of potential. Whenever you get these awards and things like that, it's pretty exciting as far as a minor league baseball organization and things like that. You're going to be seeing these guys coming through. And that's your cue to go out and make sure you see him before they're
Absolutely.
Gone.
Absolutely. And, you know, like Jermaine Palacios is now with the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
You know, Caleb Hamilton is now with the Boston Red Sox. And we've only had 2 years. And come next year will be year three. And when you go up to the K or
yeah.
in future years, the new downtown Royal Stadium, if,
yeah.
if and when that comes, and sounds like it's going to come.
That's what it sounds like.
You know, you're going, even if you go to a Royals Rangers game a few years from now, you could see former WinSearch players.
Absolutely.
Obviously, if you go to a Twins game, you're going to see it. Twins open there next year. So
yeah.
I'm kind of excited to see, like, as they go to spring training and start sorting things out. You know, Carlos Correa signing
yep.
with San Francisco opens up a spot for maybe three WinSearch players. I don't think any of them will be the opening day shortstop, but they're definitely going to be there soon.
Sure.
You know, Austin Martin could be there. I mean, Brooks Lee, who ended the year, probably a little early. I would assume he could be back next year.
Yeah.
But there's multiple options there. You know, that could be part of that club. We've had 15 guys play in the big leagues in two seasons with the WinSearch. So, I mean, imagine not by opening day next year, that number will be even higher.
Absolutely. And this is the time of the year, obviously. It's December and there's not any baseball going on, but this is when the moves happen. This is the offseason moves, like you talked about Correa getting signed. You got a whole bunch of pitchers and things like that that have already signed big contracts and stuff. And that, not all of the time, but a lot of the times, it will trickle down to where the movement happens in our areas as well. And so that's kind of another thing to watch. But like you said, opening spot for a shortstop may not happen immediately, but it gives the opportunity for some guys that were in a roadblock where they probably weren't going to move up. But now that that place is vacated, there's more movement that's potential movement.
And now that they're off of the Correa thing, they were going to invest $300 million in him.
Right.
Now it'll be interesting. They know they don't got him. What is step two?
Correct.
Do they go with a lower paying shortstop and then they can go get some more pitchers or some other players?
Right.
I don't know.
Or they were a playoff team last year with him. Do they go after some star that's already an established player that may be available as the other option?
For example, Correa went with the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants have a starting shortstop. So is that player available for trade?
Correct.
You know, that's the type of thing you got to start looking at. And obviously that's at the big league level. But obviously, you know, it'd be interesting how it all works out.
Absolutely. And that's kind of my favorite part of the offseason is watching those moves and how they affect.
And there's still a lot of moves. Training doesn't start till basically Valentine's Day.
Right.
Mid-February, so all through the holidays and January, it'll be very busy.
Yeah,
trying to determine all this. There's the big names have gone to some other organizations. Obviously, mm-hmm. Verlander signed, and you know Correa signed, and there's a bunch of others. But there's still a whole bunch of free agents out there.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a long winter. I mean, but it's going to come up faster than you think before we start talking more baseball and seeing the things happen. The one thing I did want to point out, we're in the middle of, or at the end, I guess, of the regular football season right now. We had some high school football games that were actually a pretty big success down at Riverfront.
Yeah, they really were. It was great. The Bishop Carroll
Cape and Mount Carmel game
was unbelievable. Over 8,000 people there.
Yeah.
And it was an unbelievable atmosphere. The kids really brought it. Like when you looked them up on the video board, it was different than what you would see at a Wind Surge game or different what you would see at Intrust or even if you make a trip up to Arrowhead or something like that. Those kids went nuts.
I'm sure they did.
It was a great atmosphere. And that'll be back next year. Well, yeah, I guess next year because it's still not the new year. And maybe we'll have some additional ones and all mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. But it was great to have that game. And then there was a couple of other games as well, including the Dodge City Garden City game.
Which, the hatchet game, baby.
Wondering why is that game in Wichita because those two cities are so far away. But they ended up having a pretty good crowd. It wasn't the same as the other one, but it was bigger than the high school games we had locally. And it was a pretty good success.
Absolutely. It's been a really fun time. That's what that stadium is for,
right?
To be able to be a multi-purpose deal. Now that we're kind of getting into this kind of, the groove, you're going to start seeing concerts and
stuff. They're still learning the ballpark and how it all works. Yeah, and it's still, you know, we're trying to assimilate into the city. And obviously, there's a lot of other big news coming, with the development around there in future years and so forth.
Yeah, and probably just over the last week, there was some news of, a potential deal to a company to come in and buy the team as well.
Yeah. That was the big news at the winter meetings. That's the elephant in the room.
That's right.
You know, so it's Major League Baseball has approved it. City Council has approved it. There's still some dots, I guess is the correct thing. At this point, it's not official, but I think we're in the red zone.
Sure.
Or we're getting close. I don't have any more information than what everybody else knows.
Right.
We're excited about baseball in 2023 is what I always say.
Yeah.
We'll still be in the Texas League.
Yeah.
We'll still be affiliated with the Minnesota Twins. Once the new group comes in, probably early next year, we'll learn a lot more. So our next podcast, we can probably give a little update. But I think for the most part, the day-to-day of what you see at the ballpark is not going to be drastically different right away. It is an ownership group that owns the Oklahoma City Dodgers to our south, the Iowa Cubs to our north, and they own 11 other teams. So they have a wealth of resources, being a national brand and everything.
Right.
So Obviously, I'm still learning a little bit about it. And as it continues, you know, we'll learn a lot more.
Absolutely. And the more information that comes out, you know, obviously, we'll be here to tell you. The biggest thing is that I wanted to say is that this doesn't really, it doesn't affect Wichita as far as Wichita is, I believe, is a contract with minor league baseball,
the city, the lease and all that stuff. That's the reason why the city council had to approve to make sure that they were vetted and all the details and everything are in there. So yeah, there'd be still affiliated baseball in that ballpark for another 27 years.
Yeah, 20 exactly. Years.
So yeah, I think the lease was 30 years. All that stuff's above my pay grade.
That's exactly right. It's above mine too, buddy.
So obviously, I mean, I'm excited. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things from some of the other clubs that they have acquired over the years.
Yeah.
So it's exciting and we'll learn more as we go.
Absolutely. I don't know, man. Do we got anything else? I mean, I know this is kind of a brief episode.
Yeah, we just
episode.
Wanted to get people up to date. We didn't really, the Arizona Fall League, we had several guys there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Austin Martin had a great Fall League. Eddie Julian was maybe the biggest breakout star there.
There you go.
You know, Francis Pagaro was there. Alex Isola, Denny Bentley were there. The team that the Twins were on, which is the... what was the name of that club? The Glendale Desert Dogs.
Okay.
Finished as the runner-up.
Nice.
So Austin Martin and Julian and those guys were the runner-up in the Texas League.
We're runner-up.
Fall League, and they were runner-up again.
We're the second placers.
So Twins got new uniforms.
Yeah,
new
I
logos,
did see. I did see that.
And, but other than that, I think we're completely caught up to speed. We just felt like we needed to drop some information in
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
And wish everybody a good holiday. But no, it's been a great year. And,
yeah.
We're certainly, you know, obviously there'll be a lot more stuff to come after the first of the year, especially as we assimilate and all that sort of stuff. But we're having fun.
Absolutely. And I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, all of you, including you, Tim. Did you eat a lot of turkey?
I did not. You know,
I'm a ham guy.
I'm a ham guy.
Yeah.
And I'm a ton of sides.
Really?
Yeah. The Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, you know, all those things.
Oh, yeah.
I just, usually if you look at the plate that I make when I go through the buffet line, there's a lot more stuff than the meat.
Okay.
Like, there's meat on there.
Sure.
And everything else I'm usually, but for some reason, you know, the mashed potatoes and all, the mac and cheese and all that sort of stuff.
You're nuts.
Just crush sides.
Good grief. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad we were able to come in and just give you a brief update of what's going on. Anything that comes out that's big, you know, we'll try to come on hopefully here in the next month or two and give you another update of anything that we find out. But thank you very much for tuning in to us, even in the off season. Any information that we can give you, we're happy to do it. Tim, thank you very much again for coming by and doing your thing as you always do.
And feel free to reach out to us on our social medias and go from there. But no, this was a great year. Scotty, appreciate all your effort. You know, I know you're only halfway affiliated with the team, but
that's okay. I'll take it.
But by doing this, you're fully affiliated.
Yeah.
It's not like you're the day-to-day office like I am, but no, I really do. It was great to work with you all year and we're looking forward to next year.
Absolutely. You've become one of my better friends and I really do appreciate everything that you do for the team and love listening to you. So
no, I appreciate everything you've done, man. And looking forward to having you up in the booth again next year.
You got it, man. We're in it. But again, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Surge. Guys, until next time, as always, surge up.